Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
It's this Raiders defense.
Three receivers to the right. Handoff this time to Maddox. Maddox off of right tackle. Flag comes out late. Maddox breaks it inside the Racine 30 down to the 25-yard line, but believe this one is going to be coming back on the flag in the backfield. And it will. It's going to be a hold against the Detroit Ravens. And they've had those a couple of times where they've had big plays negated by a penalty here, Emlyn, and this is the third time I think they've had a decent-sized chunk play.
Where they've ripped one off, yeah. But is it a question of, is it negated by it, or was it caused by the penalty? You don't see many running backs that are 5'10 and 195 pounds breeze through the defensive line like that against the Raiders. So that may have been another situation where that one caused that back to spring free and get down there for a huge gain. And while it'll only go as a 10-yard loss, that's a loss of almost 40 yards when you factor in where they could have been in this situation.
They'll send originally two receivers to the right, make that one receiver to the right, two off to the left side for Webster here. Moving Jenkins over to the left side, the tight end. They look to pitch it to him, and then they throw middle of the field. That is caught by Howard, the big play receiver, and he'll get down to the Racine 44-yard line as he picks up 12 of the 15 yards of the 20-yard, or make that 16 of the 20 needed. It'll be second and four.
Took him right out of a negative situation. If you watch closely, the quarterback will not only turn his head, but he'll pump fake to the left to draw the defenders just a little bit to help create his situation where he's got it straight down the middle. And boy, it opened up nicely. He just moved Elvin Turner. That's the second time we've seen him at the middle linebacker position kind of get vulnerable with that. And boy, it's opened it up for a big gain.
Bobbles this one, and Webster just goes to the turf to cover it up back at their own 49-yard line as they lose 7 yards. They're going to mark at the 48, lose 8 yards on the play, and now it'll bring up third and a dozen.
Great negative play for the Raiders in this case. You see them swapping out defensive linemen. It's cooled off a little bit here, but they're not taking any chances with people getting overworked and tiring out. They're keeping fresh bodies coming at this offensive line throughout this game.
As you saw the replay, our Educators Credit Union replay there. Twin receivers each way for the Ravens, and Webster back to his right with 12:15 to play. A lot of movement, free play. Webster's going for the hitter down the far sideline and throws that short. But it is going to be encroachment against Racine and give him 5 free yards here.
Yeah, et cetera. And I don't think you could find one player to blame it on.
No, everybody jumped. About 100 people, 150 people maybe at this game tonight.
A little disappointing. I think you had mentioned earlier, if this had been at historic Horlick Athletic Field, it would have been a big turnout. And shockingly, in the first half, it seemed like half the crowd for the home team was on the sideline. They've cleaned that out now as the PA announcer just admonished everybody to get back in their seats and to quit smoking.
And they're going to misspotted the ball here. They're going to move it up a little bit to the 47-yard line. Yeah, I think this would have been 2,000 people at Horlick Field. Another reason, along with, you know, the Raiders haven't hosted the Ravens in a regular season game, that this should have probably been at Horlick Field. Webster throwing, connects again with A.J. Smith, his favorite receiver. It'll be enough for a first down, down to the Racine 37-yard line as they pick up 14 to move the chains.
When you got to scratch your head, and when you look at it with the Kalamazoo Titans folding, the Raiders are going to have really one PFA team coming to historic Horlick Athletic Field this season. So does that mean we only have one road game within the association for next season?
Hopefully it gets spread out a little bit for every team's sake here. The handoff goes to Mitchell, and Mitchell's going to get turned back after a pickup of 2 quick yards. It's Nico Lemke and Gary Young that are able to bring him down and make it actually a gain of 1. It'll be a 2nd down and 9, but a nice opening drive as far as time-wise here by the Ravens, as we're up to the down to 4 minutes expired here in the third quarter on this opening drive.
They're taking some time off the clock and moving it slowly. It's cooled down here significantly, but this is the Raiders are making them earn every yard at this point. So it's just a case of they got to get them into a negative down and distance and then get this ball turned over and get a chance at getting halfway decent field position to start out their first drive on offense.
Webster, under pressure from Lemke, throws, looking for Smith, and he hits him. What a catch by A.J. Smith, and double coverage down to the Racine 2-yard line, 1-yard line. They're going to mark it. A big pickup of 35 yards to set up first and goal.
Boy, Coach Kennedy's going to be furious when he sees this one. It looks like Nico Lemke got his jersey. Yep, he just grabbed him again. This is the second time it's where it's been a blatant holding call, and they've just missed calling it.
So bring up a first and goal for the Ravens now down to the Racine 1-yard line as they're looking to put it in on this opening drive of the second half and regain that 2-score lead. They'll have 3 receivers bunched on the right side. Handoff goes to Lorenzo White Jr. trying to power his way in, unable to do so, and it'll bring up a 2nd down and goal. Don't think he scored when he was a member of the Michigan Bills when they played the Raiders.
No, in Monroe. They were scoreless against the Raiders.
Oh, they had 2 TDs, but passing. Yep. 9.5 minutes to go here in our third quarter. National game of the week in the pro advancement football world. 2 receivers each way. The 2 on the right side are bunched, with White to the right of Webster, and Webster is audibly now. And now a flag comes in. I think it's going to be a false start because he may have initiated by moving forward here. And that is the case.
An experienced group of referees here tonight that have done a nice job calling the game. They work both high school and college games, so they're very familiar with the college rules that the PFA plays under.
So it'll be a 2nd down and goal now back at the 6-yard line as White will check out, and now they put Mitchell back in there at running back. He's had himself a pretty good game. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right for Webster. Webster scanning, has time, throwing, and it's going to be caught. Touchdown for Detroit. Coming up with it is Vincent Howard, his 4th TD of the season, and the Ravens take a 20-7 lead with 9:01 officially to play here in the third quarter.
Good opening drive for the Ravens. They did what they wanted to do, just come right down the field and put the ball in the end zone, and a lot of it is passing. They had a couple of decent runs to keep the defense a little bit honest, but boy, they're efficient in the passing attack.
And as you saw, he was wide open right off the line and raising his hands in the air to get that one. Good job handling that snap, but the kick is blocked, picked up by Gary Young. He pitches it back to Arion Ivey, and Ivey will be taken down at the 35-yard line. So the kick is no good. So the score will remain a 13-point Ravens lead with 9:01 to play in the third quarter. We're going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Welcome to the Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
A.J. Smith doing it all. catching, kicking. Hasn't passed yet.
Hasn't thrown a ball yet.
Hasn't thrown a ball yet.
For those of you who are wondering why Gary Young Jr. was trying to advance that ball and pitched it to Arian Ivey, if the Raiders were to score and get the ball into the end zone, that would have been a situation where they would have scored 2 points from a live ball.
Since the ball never passed the line of scrimmage. Good kick. It's going to drive Racine back, and it'll go into the end zone where they'll take a knee on it. And it'll be Raiders football, 1st and 10. They haven't had the greatest starting field position here tonight. They were able to get a nice drive to end the first half to put points on the board, which was especially critical now after the Ravens went down on the opening drive and took 6 minutes and were able to put it in the end zone here, Emlyn.
And this is where, do we see the wide open passing attack and let Andre Locke pick his poison and just forget about running the ball and go five wide? I don't know that we'll start out empty like that. Now, it looks like we're going to have a running back in there again, but this is a case where if the Raiders can put the ball down the field, now he's going to go wide.
Yeah. That was an 8-play, 64-yard drive that took 5:59 for the Ravens. They come out, 3 receivers off to the left, 2 to the right for Racine. 1st and 10 at their own 25. Locke throwing for Revelinski, and Revelinski is hit immediately by Clark, taken down after a pickup of just a couple, and it'll be 2nd down and 8 for Racine.
I do not think the Ravens expected them to come out with this offense again. They're making a substitution now, pulling a linebacker, getting an extra DB in because there was one DB calling.
And there should be a flag. The defender didn't get off the field. They're going for Foster. Foster trying to adjust in the air. That ball is tipped around, and it falls incomplete, and it'll bring up a 3rd down and 8, but the defender did not get fully off the field for the Ravens. They had 12 on the field but didn't get a flag in that situation.
Yeah, another
missed
call.
See if we can see it on here. There you go. He was not fully off the field at that point in time. Their linebacker, Jared Shelwick.
And I think that's why you say Locke take the chance and fire down there, because he assumed he was going to get that call. But they're not matching up really well, and they're a little confused. I don't know why they didn't make any halftime adjustments if they just didn't think the Raiders were going to come out five wide like this. But it's frustrating to them.
3rd and 7, we'll call it, for Racine. Empty backfield again. Trips to the right. Locke with time. He's going to pull it down and run with it. Locke is going to get very close to the first down at the 35-yard line and think that, yes, indeed, he did pick up the 7 yards needed, and they'll move the chains.
Stock the clock for a second. Andre Locke, you saw him protect himself, but he was going after that first down. He knew right where the marker was, and he headed straight for it, no hesitation. It looks like their pass protection is better. They're afraid to blitz when they've got this many wide receivers on the field.
And they are going to stop the clock now and move the chains. A little bit slow on the chain crew making that move. And now we're set and ready to go. 1st and 10, Racine at the 35-yard line, their own. The trips off to the left as they stay in the empty backfield. Locke with time, quick pass. Jordan Payne bobbles it, hauls it in, and Payne will get up across midfield, picks up 15, and it's a 1st down for Racine, as we'll take another look at that on the Educators Credit Union replay.
If you're a defensive team, you cannot allow Jordan Payne that free of a release. You're going to see now they're bringing a corner up close, and they're going to play him on his nose, but he was wide open and had a 5-yard running head start, and then this is where his size and strength and that Division I athletic ability just show themselves as he's able to catch the bobble and advance the ball.
Raiders have it at midfield, 1st and 10. Empty backfield remains for Locke. 3 receivers are right. He's audibling over to his receivers on the left. That's Payne and Norwood. Looking that way the whole way. Throwing for Norwood, and Norwood can't get free, and a flag comes out as the defender was draped all over Will Norwood. That will go against Clark. And a big call here for Racine, as Norwood, another D1, former D1 athlete at Ohio University, was a little bit too much for Clark to handle.
Now, this is going to be a slight difference from what we're used to seeing the past couple years with the pro rules. It's only a 10-yard penalty on that play. So we're going to advance, I'm sorry, to be a 20-yard penalty, but it's only going to be 10 yards from where it was. So this will be a little different.
So it'll be 1st and 10, Racine at the 30-yard line of the Detroit Ravens. Racine trying to answer back after the Ravens scored on their opening drive here in the second half to take a 13-point lead. They've been going empty backfield. That's how they scored their only touchdown of the first half inside of 45 seconds to play there. Locke dancing around, trying to find some running room, and he should have just taken no gain, as now he's going to be dropped back for a loss of 4 yards. Late flag, is that what you see him?
Late flag, about 4 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. It was kind of in the direction of Nick Nelson, who's hunched over at this point, so I don't know if it was against him. And it may be an ineligible receiver downfield.
King Jackson was in on that tackle. And going to call unsportsmanlike conduct against Racine. And
Nick Nelson got tackled around the knees by the defender, and I think he may have objected to that and said something that the officials took. And boy, that's that hurts, because now you're looking at first and 20 here.
First and 20 back at the 40-yard line. Michael Hill was pleading a case, so maybe that was against Hill and not against Nelson. They will now have a back in the backfield. Sean White returning after his injury. 4 carries, 30 yards on the year. A long of 12, twin receivers each way for Locke. This opened up a blitz for the Ravens on the final drive. They don't come this time. Locke with time finds Bibby Davis along the far sideline at the 35-yard line. Picks up 5. It'll bring up a second down and 15 for Racine. 6 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. They trail Detroit by 13.
In addition to Sean White checking in, we see Lavontis Lewis in as a tight end H-back split out in the slot here on the right for the first time tonight.
They keep White in there. Twin wideouts to the left. Payne is in the slot on the left side. Two receivers to the right. Foster is wide to the right. White is going to move over to the right side of Locke now with 5:40 officially to play here in the third quarter. Locke fakes the handoff. Locke under immediate pressure, rolling out, throwing for Lewis. He makes the catch. Swim move breaks free. Lewis to the 20, and he'll be upended there as he gets enough, should have enough for a first down as they get the 15 yards needed to move the chains on a second down and long.
Kudos to Nick Nelson for getting beat on that, but staying with the block and giving Andre Locke a little bit of time to squirm here. You'll see he finishes off the block, and boy, if Lewis had a tearaway jersey, he might have scored on that play.
And Lewis had that big touchdown against the Michigan Bills where he was able to spin away and get into the end zone in that game, and makes another big catch here to keep this Raiders drive as they are in the Anton Painting red zone. If you need a refresh, make sure you give Anton Painting and Decorating a call. Faking the handoff to White. Now he's going to throw to White coming out of the backfield. White, a little spin move, is going to buy himself a little bit of space, and White will pick up a couple of yards to the 18-yard line. It'll bring up a second down and 8.
Boy, the hustle on the Raiders offensive line. They were getting out there to give him some help and just quickly moved, and I think that got him a couple more feet. We see Jordan Payne kind of hobble off to the sideline there. Ian Gaines is going to come in to replace him right now.
So you have two H-backs in there in the slot. You have White off the left hip of Locke. You have Foster out wide to the right. Bibby Davis out wide to the left for Racine. Locke may be audibly now with just under 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Locke scanning the field. Locke with time, throwing, hits Lewis. Lewis makes the catch, goes to the turf inside the 10, down to the 8-yard line, picks up 10, and it'll be a first down, a first and goal for Racine.
Great job by Lewis making that catch. He seems to be a preferred target now for Andre Locke here in the second half, and willing to assist the officials, letting him know that when he catches the ball, he may not be Will Norwood just scoring touchdowns, but he is certainly getting first downs right now for the Raiders.
Two receivers over on each side now for Locke. He has Gaines and Davis off to the left side. Lewis and Foster over to the right side. No safety help over the top. White in the backfield. Takes a handoff to White, and that pass is thrown right into the line, and I'm not sure who got a hand on it, if it was Tipton or if it was Jason.
I think it was tipped in all 6 foot four of him, created a little bit of a problem there. But boy, they're going zero coverage, no safety back right now, daring the Raiders to do something, pushing everybody up front, knowing they can't get beat really over the top. It's a short field for this moment.
It'll be a second down and goal from the 8 yard line. 3:11 officially to play here in the third quarter. Racine trying to get into the end zone for the second time. They've been this deep three times in the game. Missed a field goal on the opening drive, just a 26 yarder, and were able to score at the end of the half. Lofting it up, looking for Lewis and throwing just a little bit too high for Lewis in the right corner of the end zone. It's going to bring up a third and goal, and a new slate of receivers comes in for Locke here as mass substitutions for Racine, and Heron will check in as well on third and goal from the 8. A big play coming up for Racine.
Sean White did a heck of a job in pass protection there. Undersized at only 5'7 and 185 pounds. He just gave up his body and took on that defender to give Locke some time to throw. I'll be curious to see here. This is a question for Coach Kennedy. It's third down at the 8 yard line. Goal to go. Do you go four downs here? I think at this point in the ballgame, down by two full scores with only 3 minutes left, in this quarter. A lot of time off the clock. This may be a four down situation.
Payne back in there. It'll be him and Flores over to the right side. You have Rico Flores. So Dylan Flores on in the slot on the right. Rico Flores on the slot on the left. They empty the backfield now for Locke. Locke, pressure coming immediately. Flag comes out and Locke is going to be taken down, sacked back outside the 15 to the 16-yard line. Just had no time. And think this is going to be against Racine and that the Ravens will decline it. And I think your four down might come down to Racine needs to try to get some points here at the very least.
Yeah, with that loss, you see the kicking team coming on right now. That's a no-brainer. But boy, that one just hurt. That line just swarmed in there.
So they will decline it.
Yeah, six-man rush against five offensive linemen.
And the initial contact there by Jared Shelwick, and then Ijason was able to wrap it up and get the sack, the 5'7", 225-pounder. Now Peralta will come on for the field goal attempt as they will move it back to the 17. That's where Locke was sacked. So this will end up being a 34-yard field goal from the middle of the field. Missed a 26-yarder just wide to the right on the opening drive for Racine. And now Ian Gaines walking off the field. And he gets off in time. Snap there, hold down, kick away, and it is no good. This time he pushes it to the left, but a flag comes out. And is there going to be a roughing the kicker here as Peralta is slow to get up? And that is going to be the call. And so the Ravens just gave Racine a first down, a first and goal. As they'll move it half the distance back down to like that 8 yard line, Emlyn.
Oh, horrific play for the Ravens. Just an absolutely horrific play. And they bailed the Raiders out here. You've had two missed field goals. It's been a long time since we've seen that from the Raiders. Usually the kicking game is one where they have a tremendous advantage. But now you've got a situation where the Raiders have four downs to get 8 yards. So the playbook is open here. You're going to see two H-backs in the game right now for him. The Flores brothers check in, as does Heron. I wouldn't be surprised to see Heron get some touches right here to get that pile moved a little bit closer and open things up, and let's not take any chances with any errant throws.
So it'll be first and goal at the 9 yard line officially, 2:57 to play here in the third quarter. New life for Racine. Can they make it count? Trailing 20-7 to Detroit. Three receivers to the right. Tight end Dylan Flores on the left side. You have Heron in the backfield to the right of Locke. Locke gives to Heron. Heron off to the left side. Pounds his way down to the 6 yard line. Picks up three. And it'll bring up a second and goal.
That was schematically set up to do that. They moved the receivers to the right. You had Dylan Flores and you had Chenault Carey on that left-hand side. And if you notice, just before the snap, right before they got set, Carey moves a little bit to open it up and widens his stance out so that there was more room for Heron to get underneath him and get a push forward to make it second and short here.
Same formation here for Racine, except moved Heron to the left of Locke with 2:15 to go officially here in the quarter. Locke under pressure, rolling out, throwing, and it's incomplete as he was looking for Heron at the 5-yard line. And Jose Morris in there with the play. Check that. I think that was actually
King Jackson,
the defensive end.
It was nice of him to celebrate and let you know there. And they've got a little bit of an edge. I think they've got the corner sealed there. I was shocked they didn't just pitch it and run a quick toss because Dylan Flores sealed the corner before he released into his pass pattern. But Locke made it predetermined he was going that way with a throw.
So a third and goal from the 6-yard line now for Racine with 2:10 to play here in the third quarter. They got a gift of a first down after a missed field goal. They'll go empty backfield, trips off to the left side. Detroit has been willing to blitz a little bit more in this situation than they were earlier, and it looks like they might here again.
Yeah, he's coming from the outside on that offensive tackle.
Raiders pick him up. Locke has time. Locke throwing for Rico Flores. Flag comes in. It's incomplete, but in the area of the flag might be a hold against the Ravens. Now they move it up maybe to the offensive line, so hard to say here. Official talking to the Ravens coaching staff, so it looks like it's going to be against Racine. Do they want to push Racine back, or do they want to decline and make it a fourth down here?
Referee's given the coach the options here. Looks like it was offensive pass interference. They got caught for some.
So they call that against Dylan Flores. They do decline it. So now you're in a situation, it's fourth and goal from the 6. And the Raiders offense is going to stay out there now with 2:05 to play here in the third quarter. Here might be the play of the game.
You see the crowd come alive right now. But this is big right here. And I understand Coach Kennedy's thought on this. Push it ahead. And even if you don't get it, you're going to pin them down deep in their territory, and then you're going to have to rely on your defense to get a 3-and-out and get yourself decent field position. But you're right, Don. This is probably the play of the game right here.
I believe this is play number 13 of the drive. 3 receivers to the left. Heron in there to the right of Locke. Flores, the tight end, on the right side. Locke under immediate pressure. Steps up. Throws. Catch is made. Did Rico Flores get it across? And they are going to say no. He was down at the 1-foot line.
Boy, I want to see the Educators Credit Union replay on this, and Nick cues it up for us to watch here.
Was his knee down before he spun around? Because he didn't get in initially, but I thought ball came out. He recovered it himself.
Yeah, and if he fumbles there, he's the only guy that can recover on fourth down.
As we take another look at this to try and see what we can see here. I don't know. Hard to say. Boy.
And great action with the two Flores brothers crossing there. Both veterans of our armed forces. And, boy, they just made a nice cut. But it is going to put them in precarious position right now with the ball on, the 1-foot line?
Yeah, they might have given them a little bit of a break, but not much. Lorenzo White Jr. in there at running back, and Webster talking to him now, telling him, you need to get out of the end zone. Brown in motion. They've done a pitch to him. Flag comes out, and they're just going to blow this one dead. They went for the home run ball. The play is dead, but neither Hannah nor the defender knows, and that's Schultz. It's coming back.
There was a whistle blown on that play. Everybody except for the receiver, the defensive back, and the Ravens sideline heard it. But, boy, what a bonehead play by the Raiders to give them a quick 5. And Webster will exploit it. He'll take the shot. There is no fear there.
Officials talking about it. As they are huddled up at the goal line, Ravens offense is back. There's flags on each side, so maybe there was some dual movement and they're trying to decide what came first here.
But Arian Ivey was obviously over the line of scrimmage and had an unimpeded path to the quarterback.
The announcer saying this is a big call, but it was blown dead. There's no way that it can be anything. It is a dead ball. They blew the whistle, so it'll be a first down and five.
I'm sorry, Don, I don't mean to interrupt, but he just called two penalties on the play. There was a false start and an offsides on the defense. And I'm not sure how that works, but he called them as offsetting penalties. So we will have first and 10 there with the ball on their 1.5-yard line.
Maybe they couldn't determine what happened there, and the PA announcer giving it to the officials over the public address system, saying he's never seen a false start and a defensive offsides.
Of all the times we need Tom Christensen, our rules expert, with us, that would be one of them. I don't think I've ever seen that either.
Two receivers each way. Quick pass by Webster, and that is tipped. And coming in there for Racine, trying to see if that was Gary Young. I believe it might have been. That was able to tip it, and that will bring up a second down and 10 from the one.
Yeah, there's some height on the outside rushers for the Raiders, and they're putting some pressure on. And for those of you that are counting the downs, this is a situation they've got to get out to at least the 5-yard line to let their punter have room to punt that ball safely. Normally, a punter takes a 15-yard drop, and then right now it would be about a 10-yard drop, which is going to make it incredibly difficult for him to get a punt off safely with any distance.
1:40 to play here, and now Racine Burton comes across and makes contact with A.J. Smith. And this may be a free 5 yards. Not sure as a DB how you do that.
I've never understand a corner jumping over the line of scrimmage, and I recognize this young man hasn't played a lot in the silver and black for the Raiders, but this is a mistake you can't make because you gave him a free 5, and that opens them up for a lot of more advanced plays on a deeper drop, because if there's a holding penalty or he gets sacked in the end zone, that's a safety.
Two receivers each way here for the Ravens. They fake the handoff, dump it off to the right side. The pass is complete, and it'll be a first down up to the Racine 21-22 yard line. On the reception was Jerry Kinney, a little speedster out there for the Ravens.
And a good read by Torrence Webster, the quarterback. He saw Gary Young Jr. coming from the outside, and when he blitzed, he threw the swing pass right into the area he vacated for a nice pickup and a first down.
We're talking about how the Raiders' defense this year also hasn't come up with a whole ton of big plays. This is a moment where they need one right now to be able to get this ball back and get in the offense's hands with a short field. Lorenzo White Jr. takes a handoff, runs into the heart of that Raiders defensive line. He'll pick up 2. It'll bring up a second down and 8. And want to give a shout out to everybody that is tuned in at the official viewing party at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill. Appreciate you tuning in tonight. Reminder of our trivia question here as our active body trivia. How many individuals are members of the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame? We'll give you the answer to that in the fourth quarter. 2nd and 8, as Nick is having some challenges right now hitting buttons. So if anybody else wants to volunteer, just come on out. Looking to pass middle of the field into double coverage, and coming up with the catch is Howard, and Howard's able to get it up to the 37-yard line, and it'll be a first down for Detroit. As we enter the fourth quarter, Detroit with a 20-7 lead, and they have the football and a 1st and 10. We'll take a break after this Educators Credit Union replay as you take another look at that catch as he was able to circle back around and pick up some extra yardage. We're going to step away. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network. We'll be back in a minute.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad. over 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Want to thank our producer back at the WRJN studios, Daryl Januzzi. Thank you if you're tuning in on WRJN. Rochelle Thomas, Dave Zuper, our camera folks here in Farmington Hills, Michigan. Nick Gatta is our producer here on site. First and 10 for the Ravens, three receivers to the right. Looking to pass, Webster buys himself some time, has Brown open, and it goes through Brown's hands. He got by the Raiders defenders. The pass was on the money. He just couldn't haul it in, and it'll bring up a second down and 10.
Ooh. Raiders dodged a bullet right there, and Nico Lemke is on fire at defensive tackle. He's just blowing in there, forcing these throws to be just a little bit quicker, and that was off by just a tick. He was wide open. He had burnt that corner something fierce.
Again, it was Corey Dalton slated to start at that corner position, but we haven't seen him. We were told he was on the way, was having some transportation issues of some sort, it sounded like, but we have not seen him here tonight. And that has been another loss for the Raiders they weren't expecting. Pump fake and then the handoff to Maddox. Maddox able to get outside, gets the first down into Raiders territory before he's upended at the Racine 46-yard line as he picks up 16 and a fresh set of downs for the Ravens as they've got things clicking now here in the fourth quarter with a 13-point lead.
Well, they do not have a strong traditional running attack, but they have got some stuff that their nifty little scat backs are making some things work. I don't think they can line up and go toe-to-toe to the Raiders, but they caught them looking pass right there and were able to shred it for another first down. The Raiders have got to get a stop or a turnover at some point to change the dynamic of this game. The clock is against them.
Trips to the right, one receiver to the left, looking to pass Webster. Webster on a slant, middle of the field, A.J. Smith. A.J. Smith is going to get into the end zone again as two Raider defenders collide. And Detroit may have just put the dagger in Racine on that one as they lead 26-7 with 13:58 to play. We do have an injured Raven on the field, but again, A.J. Smith, the second time we have seen him do that dice between Raiders defenders and find the end zone.
Boy, 6'4" and 195 pounds. He just slices through that secondary, and the weak spots in the zones are getting exploited. Torrence Webster is a good quarterback. I mean, he just stands back in that pocket, takes his protection as he sees it, and is able to get the ball vertical. And that center part of the Racine zone, when those receivers are cutting in from the outside, he just left Burton in the dust, and Dankowski was slow to get over, and he just split the two, and that's another six right there.
Our active body trivia question, how many individuals are members of the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame? Are we given the answer, Nick? 80. The number will increase to 83 next week when Mark Connolly, Eric Feast, and Tom Leonard are inducted during halftime of next week's Alumni Night game. We hope you can join us. Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Extra point attempt by Shaver is away, and it is good. And with that, the Ravens take a 20-point lead, 27-7, with 13:58 to play in the game. We're going to step away. We'll be back in 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Well, this time of year might be Michigan's year over Racine. Going back to 1879, Emlyn. The first football game in Michigan, University of Michigan history, they played Racine College in Chicago and beat Racine College 1-0. And here tonight, the Detroit Ravens with a big lead now over Racine, 27-7, as the Racine offense has been able to move the ball again between the 20s, but haven't been able to finish the job, as Sean White takes the kickoff, and White will get up to the 27-yard line before he is driven back as the clock is continuing to run for some reason here.
The horrors of the clock management system. Yeah, it should not be. It should have stopped, and it's paused.
Still going, and now they're telling them to stop it finally.
And this is probably the biggest adversary the Raiders have at this point. There's only 13 and a half minutes to go, so they cannot have a prolonged 7-minute drive. They're going to have to get something, some big chunk play, and we're seeing a change on offense. For the first time tonight, Sawyer Schick will be the signal caller for the Raiders.
And it looks like, is that 33, Jason Kelly in the backfield for Racine. So Locke on the bench, Schick comes in, just 9 of 20 for 105 yards and a TD this season as the Raiders try and put some spark into this offense. Schick is going to pitch to Kelly. Kelly finds a nice lane. Kelly bowling over a defender, and he'll get up to the 38, 39-yard line, picks up 9. It'll bring up a second down and 1 for Racine.
Sixth running back for the Raiders tonight, 5'8", 211 pounds for Jason Kelly. This will be interesting to see Schick. Now we've seen something we haven't seen. We saw him reverse his pivot and do a quick toss out of the pistol formation. I think the game gets called a little bit differently sometimes when Sawyer Schick is in, or he executes these RPOs a little bit differently, because
Schick going for Norwood, puts it in the pocket of Norwood. What is the call? Down the far sideline, he hauls it in down to the 34-yard line of the Detroit Ravens.
The ageless wonder, Will Norwood, takes a play off. It looks like he's headed to the sideline to relax after Schick just dropped a dime on him.
Right into the bread basket.
Right into the bread basket. Right where it needed to be. Norwood, the ageless wonder. I think he has been playing as long as I've been spectating here at the Raiders games. He's got to be in his 14th or 15th season now.
27 yards on that play. Trips off the line on the left side. One receiver to the right for Schick. Schick looking to pass. Finds Rico Flores. He gets free, and Flores will be upended inside the 25 down to the 21-yard line. They pick up 14 on that play and move the chains again. So getting a little bit of a spark with Sawyer Schick in here at quarterback on this drive right now, Emlyn.
A reinvigorated offense here with a couple of plays, and they're moving quick, and they're not wasting time. They're going to shuffle over here and do a switch. That'll tell Sawyer Schick something. They're going to be in a zone, but there's nobody covering that slot back, Jaylon Foster.
Three receivers to the right. Schick scanning, has time, throwing, and that is dropped by Foster, cutting across the field right in the hands of the JUCO product, and it'll bring up a second down and 10 for Racine with 11 and a half to play in the game. They trail now by 20.
The only good part of that is it stops the clock with the incompletion, but Foster had it right in his mitts, and he'll head to the sideline now, replaced by Woodland.
We knew this game would be tough for Racine. Tons of key injuries for the Raiders coming into this one, making it even more challenging.
And two good defenses, 8 games played, and between the two of them, they've only given up 32 points total.
two receivers each way for Schick, with Kelly to his right. Schick under pressure right away. He's going to try and dump it off to Kelly and throws it high, but he had about five black jerseys in his face, and that'll bring up a third and 10 now for Racine, as when the Ravens have brought the blitz, they more often than not have been able to get in there.
Yeah, they've been very successful with that. Haven't blitzed a lot, but they have put the Raiders offensive line to the test here.
Third and 10 at the Detroit 20-yard line. Raiders will likely go for it on fourth down, I'd imagine, as well here. They've already gone for it on fourth once here in the second half, now trailing by even more than when they did it that time. They'll empty the backfield, go trips to the left, two receivers to the right. Schick may be audibly. Ravens look like they're going to send their middle linebacker on a delayed blitz. He comes, and Gaines is taken to the turf. And flags come out as he got tied up, it looked like, with Jerry Kinney, who's a wide receiver and DB, and should result in a first down here for Racine.
But Kinney's a big wide receiver, defensive back, too. 6'4", matching up against Gaines. He's only 215 pounds, so he's giving up about 50 pounds. But, boy, he just took Gaines down right to the ground before the ball was even in the air. Sawyer Schick just threw it right over his head, giving him a spotlight for the officials to see.
And there we go. Holding will be the call against the Ravens. That will make it a first down for Racine down to the Ravens' 10-yard line. So a first and, well, Racine can still actually get, it looks like, a first down here. So the chains aren't down, so they can. They don't need to get the touchdown. Schick rolling to his right, throwing, and it's off the hands of Kelly, I believe, who is open in the end zone, and it'll bring up a second down and 10.
He made him turn a little bit there, but, boy, Schick had him wide open, and that ball was on his hands. You got to make that catch, especially down this much, this late in the ballgame.
And we're in the Anton Painting red zone again for Racine. As you take another look at that on the Educators Credit Union replay, for those of you watching the live video stream. But if you need a refresh, make sure you call Anton Painting and Decorating, whether for your home or office. Make sure to give them a call. Three receivers off to the left side for Schick. He has a back to his left as well. Second down and 10. Schick lofting it and unable to get caught. Romel Holmes on the coverage. Lewis looking for a flag for the face guarding. He's not going to get the call, and it'll bring up a third down and 10 for Racine.
Well, Schick's showing a lot of poise in the pocket when he drops back. He is not looking to scramble. He's just looking to get the ball in the hands of his playmakers. And it's a definite size advantage there. We don't have Holmes' stats listed on the roster here, but certainly Lewis has a size advantage there. He needed to use his bigger body a little bit.
They'll empty the backfield with trips off to the right side for Schick. Raiders trailing by 20, 11:15 to play in the game officially. Schick on in relief of Locke. Schick with some time. Rolling to his right, throwing back to the middle of the field, nearly picked off. Two Ravens defenders took each other.
I went to the new place. They didn't have everything.
And it'll bring up a fourth and 10 from just outside the 10-yard line for Racine.
Looking for Bibby Davis there in the end zone. We're going to see Jordan Payne check back into the ball game here. This is the time you just have. You don't have a choice at this point. You've got to go for it on fourth down. Although the chain gang has not changed over and still showing third down.
There they go.
Tom Benko checks in. He has been very effective in the red zone, both as a runner and a receiver. I don't think they're going to throw here, but he certainly has been effective for the Raiders out of the back end.
Averaging 19 yards a catch on his two catches this year, 12 yards a catch last year on a dozen for him, and now we have a whistle, and the Ravens will take their first timeout here in the second half with 11:07 to play in the game. Fourth and 10 for Racine. They can get a first down without scoring. We'll be back in 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Raiders have run 14 more plays than the Ravens, but averaging just 4.3 yards a play, whereas the Ravens averaging over 9 yards per play on theirs. A couple of them have been bigger touchdown passes in this one.
Credit their offensive line that they're giving Webster a chance to throw when he's back there. And he's been able to shred the defense deep. He really throws a good vertical ball. And those big chunk plays have been the difference in this matchup tonight.
Andre Locke was 15 of 26, 146 yards. Now Schick in there, a fourth and 10. The Racine can get the first down without a score. Two receivers each way. Benko going to go out of the backfield. Schick rolling to his right, biding time. Schick running out of room. He's throwing and ends up really just throwing that one out of the back of the end zone. And it's going to be a turnover on downs to the Ravens. The Raiders can't get it done, can't put it in the end zone inside the red zone again. And the Ravens will take over with the 20-point lead and 11 minutes to play in the game.
I think that's the first time we've seen Schick make a bad decision. I think he bailed the pocket early, and he allowed himself to get caught up with a defensive end outside his tackle where he didn't need to bail. He needed to just stay in there. Maybe it's his vision. He's not a particularly tall quarterback. Maybe he thought he'd get a better angle on the throw. And then the second part of that, the mistake, is you have to drop the ball in the field of play. Even if it's an interception, it just doesn't matter at this point. You've got to give something good a chance to happen there. Now, the Raiders on defense have got to switch gears here. They've had a little bit of a break. They need to get a three and out here and get the ball back in their offense's hands.
And do we have a change at quarterback? Nope, there's Webster. I was going to say only Jose Morris has completed or attempted a couple of passes. You have Barnes in the backfield to the right of Webster. The pitch to Barnes. Barnes gets the edge. Barnes with a burst of steam up across the 25, and he'll get up to the 32-yard line before he's brought down by Jordan Donowski, a pickup of 21 yards on that carry and a first down for Detroit.
Raiders came after it, and they had a lot of people coming in different gaps to try and spread it out to get him there, and he just found a seam, got a little bit of a hole there, and boy, he read it well and took up off the field, and Donowski made the tackle, or he would have been going for quite some time.
That last Raiders drive that didn't result in a score, 9 plays, 83 yards, just under 3 minutes. We've had a few, the Racine has had a few of those in this game that they just haven't been able to get the points. Detroit's defense is held. Handoff right up the middle and just big time yardage. The umpire making the tackle more than anybody else on that play as Lance Mitchell takes it up the gut and rushes for 9 yards. They're going to say 10. It'll be another first down, first and 10 for Detroit as they are going full into their stable of running backs as well here, Emlyn.
Yeah, diminutive and fast, and they're finding little holes and peeking through there. We've got a new player on the defensive line for the Raiders. Connor Harris checks in on this drive for the first time tonight at one of the defensive tackle spots.
They'll have three receivers off to the right side, one to the left for Webster. With Barnes in the backfield to his right, hands off to Barnes, and Barnes this time, running room is a little harder to find. He'll still pick up four. It'll be a second down and 6 as Young and Lemke in on the tackle.
And the clock keeps ticking. We're going to be under 9 minutes when this ball is snapped for the next play. As Anton Graham checks back in, giving Nico Lemke a rest. But they've got to get a stop here It's second and relatively long. A negative play here. I don't think we're going to see a turnover. I don't think Webster's going to make a mistake at quarterback. He's not pressing, and every time he is throwing the ball deep, he has been right on target. So this is a case they're going to have to get a punt and figure out some way to get in the end zone.
Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. And, yeah, we talked about in the pregame, I think this was just a perfect storm for Racine as they pitch it off to the right side to Barnes. And Barnes is tied up. He gets into Raiders territory at the 49-yard line, picks up two. It'll be a third down and four. But we talked about it, Emlyn. You know, Detroit has had pretty soft schedule coming into this game. They've been mostly healthy. I think they lost one linebacker in their three games that they've actually played on the field. Racine, meanwhile, it seems every week they've lost two players for multiple weeks, and key players, you know, where it's
absolutely
next man up. But, you know, how do you replace a Joe Garcia? How do you replace a J.D. Hardy? How do you replace a Justin Benko? Those types of players that are big-time players for this team, and it's kind of all come together in this game. Webster pump fakes. He's going for the home run down the far sideline and overthrows Hannah down that sideline. It'll bring up a fourth down, and it looks like they will send out the punting unit here.
I think you're absolutely correct on that. The Raiders have had some attrition this season. They got some guys banged up, but you see Alvin Turner trot to the sidelines with his hand wrapped up almost as a club where he can't grasp with that hand. And then I think we've lost another one tonight. We haven't seen Brandon Immel on the offensive line since the first quarter. So maybe we've got another situation there where we've lost another player for whatever reason. And this is going to be a long season if this keeps up.
Got Sean White and Will Norwood back deep, and now one of the Raiders jumps. And now they're going to blow the whistle. And not sure who that was. Their jerseys rolled up here on the left side, but might have just given, I think that's Hagans, just gave Detroit a first down.
Oh, just it's 5 yards. It's not a huge penalty, but that was just a massive, massive mistake, giving them another chance to take more time off the clock with only 7:41 to go in this ballgame. You needed the ball back. You just can't give up the ball like that. It's almost as bad as a turnover at that point.
So a first and 10 now for the Ravens as the Raiders penalty continues their drive as they are now at the Racine 44-yard line. And you know the Ravens are looking for an exclamation point in this game.
I wouldn't think that that would be out of the realm of possibilities here. They're looking to make a statement, and we've got a penalty here. I think it's going to be a delay of game.
I think they had 12 out there, so illegal participation.
Yep,
somebody was running off after they had huddled up, so it'll be a first and 15. Yeah, we broke the huddle with too many. 31-game winning streak. This one isn't over quite yet, but only half of the fourth quarter left. Racine trailing by 20, and the Ravens with the football. 31-game winning streak, the longest in franchise history. Nothing to sneeze at coming into this one against a very good Detroit Ravens team, but Racine will remain winless against the Detroit Ravens.
I'd like to see this matchup again with a little bit better health for the Raiders.
Arian Ivey dives in there to take down Holmes, a gain of one for Holmes. It'll bring up a second down and 14 for the Ravens.
This will be a long bus ride home back to Racine for everybody to reflect on this one. And I think come practice next week, Coach Kennedy's going to have something he hasn't faced in 2.5 years, where they're coming off a loss. And this is a case of all of the things that the Raiders have been able to get by with up to this point, with the offense not producing well. They ran into a team that's only given up 14 points on the season. And they only gave up 7 tonight. You're going to have to put more points on the board to keep this game competitive.
They'll have one receiver to the right. They'll move Holmes over to the left side, giving him two over there. The screen pass to Holmes, and it's off his fingertips and incomplete. They'll bring up a third down now for the Ravens, a third and 14 with 6:48 to play in the game. They lead by 20, 27-7. Raiders opening drive was a beauty. Then it stalled inside the 10-yard line, missed a field goal wide to the right. And after that, the Ravens were able to get the first score of the game a couple of drives later, 7-0, and they haven't really looked back. Raiders were able to get in the end zone with no time on the clock at the half to pull to within 7, 14-7, but it's been all Ravens here in the second half of play.
But two long, good drives. The last drive we saw, they got it down 80-some-odd yards, and yeah, there's no quitting the Ravens right now. They're still playing. And they'd like to hang some more points on the board.
Hannah able to make that catch. Gary Young brings him down, but it's good enough for 16 yards and another first down for the Detroit Ravens.
Arguably, the Raiders are ranked number one in everybody's polls coming into this game tonight. The Ravens are making a statement that they'd like to take that spot over. I know coming into the season, the Raiders had five opponents ranked in the top 10 nationally. We're going to see the Phoenix Outlaws coming up. They were as high as fourth. We had the Detroit Ravens. We've also got the Motor City Rams. They were ranked at eight. And there's the Michigan Bills were in there as well, too. So now you've got a chance for the Ravens to come out saying, hey, we beat the best, and now we're the best team in the country.
Under 6 minutes to go here in the game. Ravens with the fresh set of downs at the Racine 32-yard line. Hand off to Barnes. Barnes tries the middle of that Raiders defensive line and will get two. It'll be a second down and eight.